You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore. Is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number two, and again, thanks to got them all choked up over Bob Griswold here, but wow, that was some hour, and I'm going to be one of the first ones after the show to go and look at those maps. I missed them. See, I told you, I spent 90 minutes on a site, and I didn't see the maps. There's just so much there. I mean, we should call him Fort Griswold. I think that would be an appropriate name because there's so much stuff there. It's incredible. Well, don't forget to stay with us in the third hour when we have Dr. Ted Brower, and we're going to talk about health issues and a number of relevant current events, some of the things he talked about that raised a fuss on the Doug Hagman Show Friday night. We're going to get into that. And also, we have a major, major program announcement in the third hour, and it's big. It's real big. So you're going to want to stay tuned to hear that, and just want to remind everybody, this hour is brought to you by, well, brought to you by some really good people. Steve Quayle, and you heard his name come up from Bob a number of times. If he doesn't have the most cutting-edge website out there, I don't know who does, but Steve also dabbles in precious metals. I'm a happy customer. I'm a client of Steve's. I think the worst thing we can do is leave all the cash we own in the bank, because by law, they own that cash. And when you put it in there, you are an unsecured creditor, which means they can do what they want with your money, and they will. When this thing comes tumbling down, and by the way, I was talking to Paul Martin last night, the Deutsche Bank is ready to go. He sent me some numbers today, and I'm going to go through and decipher them after the show. But if they go down, and they're huge in the credit swap derivatives, it's going to send not a ripple across the pond, it's going to send a tsunami. And I'm wondering if that's not the event that could take this economy down. We're so fragile right now, just a puff of wind might take our economy down. But, folks, you really need to get right with your finances, because the smoke will clear someday for the survivors. And if you have gold and silver, you'll survive. 406-586-4842 is the number to call for Steve. 406-586-4842. And also, when the money runs out and things stop moving, well, food. And you heard Bob talk about Naples and food. So if you haven't started your food preparation and you've got some resources to do it, I understand if times are tough in your house, just do what you can. You know, and I pray for people like this every day. But if you've got resources, you need to go to pneumana.com/Hodges, and you need to get 6 months minimum supply of food for everybody in your family. Again, that's pneumana.com/Hodges. And then finally, leading into our guest, Gary Haven from Amerigeddon. We have an opportunity for you on the website that a lot of you have been asking for, and I'm so excited to bring this to you, Amerigeddon DVD. They couldn't get to all the neighborhoods, and people kept writing to me and say, hey, Dave, come on, when are they going to come to my neighborhood? They haven't been to my neighborhood yet. When are they coming? And I'd get these letters and emails, and I'm so happy now that everybody in America can see Amerigeddon. The way to order yours is go to the website, thecommonsenseshow.com, and right smack in the middle, you'll see Amerigeddon DVD. Click that on, and you're on your way. And it's reasonably priced, and you'll be riveted. You will not walk away from this movie and watch it in parts. Gary Haven, producer of Amerigeddon, also star of stage and screen in Amerigeddon. Welcome to the show.
Jay, great to be here.
Great to have you, my friend. And I know that this wasn't the easiest of circumstances for you to come on the show, because you're traveling right now and attending some personal things, and I really appreciate you taking the time out and putting the energy in it took to be here with us tonight. So let's talk about the release of the DVD. I'm so excited for you guys. I talked to Mike Norris today, and wow, what a great opportunity for the country to find out what the rest of the country already knows. Who, and I'm talking about the people that get to see the movie. Let's talk about that release, Gary.
Well, we are still in theaters, and you can find out on the website. But now available through your website, Marageddon is available, and people can buy it and bring it to their home theater and share it with their friends. We had a very successful theatrical release. It was shown in all parts of the country, and people responded. It's a movie with a meaning. It's a movie with a message that just happens to be very entertaining. You know, I was listening to your interview with Bob and all the things he talked about, and the Armageddon predicts an EMP attack on America that leads to all the events that you guys have been discussing. And it shows how to prepare and how it's important. And so it fits very much in with the conversation we're having today. But now that it's on DVD, all those people that wrote you, and me, by the way, were upset that they couldn't get it. It's now available, and I would encourage them to take advantage of it through your website and to share it. And I want to start with some inside information that I received. I'm going to have to weave through it gently because I can't reveal any names, but someone I know is affiliated with the Trump campaign, and he got an urgent call last week that they had heard that the Obama administration is considering allowing an EMP attack on America to stop the election.
Mm-hmm.
And these are
people
the same
thing.
That are... Oh, you've heard it too?
I have heard the same thing, my friend, out of an ex-RSOF man.
Wow.
Yeah, I've heard the same thing. And I heard this Labor Day, either right before or right after.
But you heard it before I did.
But let me tell you what went with the message. And you're giving a much more dire interpretation than I got. I was told it was on the table. Of course, now this is 3 weeks ago, Gary, so, you know, what could go from on the table to this is what we're going to serve on the table. So go ahead, let's continue.
Yeah, my source was a week ago, and it was a very concerning phone call. The person who made the call was in a near panic. And, you know, it's just the sort of thing that's on the table. And of course, my movie depicts it. And you know, the interesting thing about the movie was I not only showed what an EMP was and, you know, what would happen, but the other part of the movie that has gotten so much attention is I didn't talk so much about neglect, that our government is incompetent allowing that risk to exist. I talked about it being a strategy, that it was by design. And, you know, the globalist... And I tell you what's neat right now. We can talk openly about nationalism versus globalism without getting ridiculed, because Hillary clearly depicts herself as a globalist. Trump is a nationalist. And so we're not conspiracy theorists anymore. We're just talking about what's going on in the news. And globalism requires that America diminish, because Americans will not tolerate giving up their sovereignty and their freedoms and their constitutions to a global government. They're going to have to create an event where we suffer sufficiently to be willing to give over those things to an absolute power. And for people that aren't aware of it, a global government, the one they have in mind is a totalitarian government. And a good look at it is, if you look at the European Union right now, the people in power in the EU are not elected. They're chosen by each other. There's no representation from the citizens of Europe. It's essentially a totalitarian government, and that's what they have planned. They want. And Jimmy Carter said this last November. He said America is no longer a democracy; it's an oligarchy. So they want an oligarchy, a totalitarian oligarchy, to rule us. And these psychopaths in power believe that that's their destiny, that they're to rule over us. and that's where we're headed to. And so this EMP event is a perfect way to diminish the United States. And it's also a way to meet the population goals that Bob just talked about. The Congress of the United States has done two EMP studies and determined that 90% of Americans would be dead within 12 months. So for the deep state to allow an EMP to be detonated over our country before the election, it really checks a lot of the boxes that they have checked. And, you know, I don't think they would have done it this early, but Trump is a real threat to their world order, and I don't think they're going to allow it to happen.
Well, I would agree. Let me give you a little more of what I got. Maybe we can compare notes. What I was told, it won't be one of these. Well, let me back up. Congressman Trent Franks is my congressman. And as far as congressman goes, I mean, he's got his rough edges, but he actually has tried to work to help America in various ways. In 2008, he came to my church, the church I was attending at the time, and he gave a presentation to about 5,000 people. And his concern was, I'm trying to think how to put this, EMP, in which two missiles would be launched simultaneously from offshore boats, you know, that came up in disguise looking like fishing trawlers, and they would explode over mid-continent United States and take out basically all the circuitry that wasn't hardened against EMPs in the country. And then he went on to talk about the Naval War College projections that said 90% of us would die within 2 years, 60% would die within the first year. And it was a riveting presentation, and there were a lot of war veterans, a lot of our Sun City retirees, which is an area in Arizona that has a lot of retirees, a lot of vets, Vietnam vets, Korean vets, a few World War II vets. And he's been sounding the alarm, and Obama would do nothing, and it would cost $2 billion to harden our infrastructure against EMP, the cost of one B-1 bomber, and Obama refuses to do it. But let me tell you what I got, and let's work as this as a starting point. Well, I was told if they do the EMP, the Chinese will not ever give their sanction and approval to an entire EMP because they basically want to participate in the takeover of this country and basically take resources that they feel they're owed because of our debt. So it will be a EMP in places, and it will be a takedown of the grid in other places, but a grid that can be brought back up at a time of the globalist choosing. How does that mix with what you were told?
Well, I didn't get the details that you got, but I do have an opinion about this. You know, I've listened to you explain that version in the past, and I disagree with it a little bit, and I'll tell you why. By the way, incidentally, the transformers that'll fry are made in China. So if there's anybody that can ship them in and replace them pretty quick, they're the guys that can do it. But the main point is the greatest threat that the Chinese have of being able to come in and take control of our country is the armed citizens. So I'm inclined to believe a total takedown of the grid over the entire country. You know, North Korea has a satellite that goes over the central U.S. Twice a day at 300 miles atmosphere, which is the optimum EMP altitude. And at that altitude, the range of destruction covers the country from the Canadian border to the Mexican border and the Pacific to the Atlantic. And I believe that they don't even need missiles. They simply have to detonate a nuclear device that very likely is on that satellite. You know, I talked to Dr. Peter Pry, who is the Homeland Security expert on EMP. I talked to him a few weeks ago, and I said, what do you think the chances are that there's a nuclear device on that Korean satellite? And this was his response. It was really scary. He said, I can't believe they don't shoot it down. I can't believe they don't shoot it down. And, you know, we know that North Korea has been detonating low-yield devices. In fact, they've been ridiculed for it because that wouldn't do a lot of damage to a city in a conventional nuclear attack. But on an EMP, it's a perfect device because it sends out a substantial amount of gamma rays, which creates the energy that that brings the grid down. And, you know, this idiot, Kim Jong-un in North Korea, you know he's told what to do by the Chinese. And all they have to do is tell him, detonate it. And so I really think there's going to be a takedown of the entire grid, and that the Chinese get more benefit out of that than a partial takedown.
I'm weighing whether or not I bring this out for your reaction, because I think this relates to what you're talking about. I have contacts, and I'm not going to name the nuclear power plant because I think it'd be too easy to narrow down the people. Yeah, this is why I'm hesitating, because this one person, and there's another one at the same facility, have been talking to me off and on now for, gosh, probably 4 years. And at this one power plant, they have had three DHS inspections in the last 2 weeks. They've had the Nuclear Regulatory Commission bigwigs there. I guess I'm kind of narrowing it down, but I don't think this is the only facility they're going to. And his takeaway, this one man's takeaway, was there's something big that's going to happen. And I'm hearing from a couple other people in various facilities, and I'm not getting it that direct. This is the most direct. But if we had an EMP takedown, Gary, our biggest worry would be the 124 Fukushimas that would go off in this country at various times. Some will last a week before they go into meltdown, some 3 days, some will be 30 days. But after a month, they'll all be in Fukushima-type meltdown.
You know, that's certainly a reality. Texas is fortunate. It only has two nuclear power plants. You know, Dave, I think an EMP is the weapon of choice because they can destroy infrastructure but not contaminate the planet, for that matter. So it wouldn't surprise me that they're going into the nuclear plants right now. And, you know, as long as you can keep them cooled, then they won't have a meltdown. And, of course, you've got to have energy. You've got to have generators at work, fuel for the generators to keep the water being pumped through there. I believe what you heard is them making that preparation, because even the elite don't want a Fukushima event on steroids in this country. That makes sense that they would prepare those plants so that they could simply bring down the grid and starve people to death, which is more in line with what they're doing.
You know, the devil's in the details, but and our facts seem to differ just a little bit. But the fact is, something big's going to happen. And it's going to involve the grid. You're not the only person to share this with me, Gary. I had a conversation with an ex-intelligence official, and like I said, this guy, I've mentioned his name before, but you know, here goes the database for the NSA looking for the name. But I don't know that I want to bring his name out right now and associate with this, but he's getting the same thing. Grid takedown. In fact, let me tell you something I do know. Local here to Arizona, there's a company that provides security for sensitive substations, big electrical plants, whatever, and they provide security. And for the big jobs, they'll put two people out there. And I know one of the guys who goes out there, and I'm not going to say how I know him because it would narrow down. But I do know one of them well, and he has told me on more than one occasion that when he's out there, by the way, he started packing, and they're not supposed to carry guns, but he started packing because his mate, the first time he showed up, was a Muslim. Now, that by itself is not concerning. Could have been an American citizen, just like you and me. But as he found out, he was a refugee. He was brought in under the UN refugee program, refugee resettlement. English was marginal at best. And his reaction was, holy crap, what's this guy doing here? And since then, he's been out with two others. Now, this agency advertises itself, Gary, as someone who hires veterans, only veterans. I don't think anybody from Syria has served in the American military. What the hell? Oh, by the way, this is something else he told me, that the company is paid $1,200 for every one of these refugees they hire. DHS is making the payment.
That's,
how do you like them apples?
That's pretty cheap treason, I would say. And, of course, it doesn't surprise me. You know, the whole unvetted Syrian thing is, you know, and the FBI has told us that up to 10% of them are radicalized and they can't vet them. And, you know, Trump's position forget the word he used, hesitate or stop it for a while, pause. He said we need to pause it. That's the most common sense thing I've ever heard, and yet it's ridiculed. It's extraordinary. Thank goodness most Americans have some degree of logic left and critical thinking, and they can look at something like that and realize that this immigration policy is putting American lives at risk. And, of course, Clinton wants to increase it by 500%. I can't believe she actually says that and still thinks she can get elected president because it's so insane. Yeah, but that's the reality that we're certainly in right now, isn't it?
Well, I think she thinks she can say it, Gary, because she knows the fix is in.
Now, do you think she's going to, well, if she survives, of course, do you think she's going to be able to cheat the election that much to pull it off?
You know, the conventional wisdom, and the Republicans at the inner circles will tell you in every state, they think they got to win by 6 or 7% to offset the Democrats' cheating, which is rampant everywhere. And, I mean, I'm really starting to think Democrats are just a lower form of life, but that's another topic for another day. The answer to your question is, I don't know. If Trump would come out and just treat Hillary Clinton tomorrow night as roadkill and put a stake in her political career by talking about selling uranium to the Russians, laundering drug money from HSBC into the Clinton Foundation, Benghazi, on and on and on. I mean, he could put that dog out of its misery. Yeah, I mean, that dog could be... I know. Okay, the series sentence is over. And let me just end it by saying, et al., okay, for all the crimes that this animal has created. But to answer your question, yeah, 7 million Americans are registered in two or more states that are adjacent to each other. Dead people are now voting in Colorado. I got that yesterday. You've got Jay Johnson of DHS and the UN. They're overseeing elections now, and more dead people are going to vote. Illegals will vote without IDs. I think they can swing this by maybe 20-25%. This is what I'm told, and I think that's a reasonable amount. So Trump, to win the election, has to probably win 65-70% of the vote in the key swing states.
Yeah,
you know, like the Ohios and the Floridas and so forth.
And there aren't that many thinking Americans left, which is the problem. You know, that brings up Gary Johnson, and I think you probably have a few listeners that are considering him. He's really gone off the deep end. The other day, he decided that mandatory vaccines was a good idea. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're
gonna tell the audience what he said.
Yep.
Vaccines and guns together. He combined the two.
Mm-hmm. So if anybody's, this isn't libertarian anymore, so if anybody's considering Gary Johnson as an alternative, they need to forget it. There's two choices here. There's good and there's evil. By the way, I passed a church sign a while ago here in Mississippi, and it said, it's too hot to keep changing the sign. Sin bad, Jesus good. So we can simplify this real quick.
That's good.
Trump good, Hillary bad. And that's really all people need to know at this point. You know, Trump sovereignty, constitution, Hillary globalism, loss of freedoms. That it's a real simple deal right now that that people should be able to understand.
Well, to finish that thought about guns and vaccines together, Gary Johnson, and I'm going to paraphrase, basically all kids need to be vaccinated, and including, if we need to do this, do it at the end of a gun, pointed at the kids.
Oh, my God, I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I'm paraphrasing it, but that was the meaning of what he said. Well, yeah. Vaccinate kids at gunpoint. I mean, this guy is Looney Tunes. He's crazy. Yeah, and the thing is, I'm going to a libertarian event this next Saturday, actually. Lisa Haven and her husband and Mike Herzog, who used to be on the air with me over at Republic, we're all going, and it's a libertarian event, and I'm going to be asking these guys who are really good friends of mine, and I'm going to be asking them, what the hell were you guys thinking when you nominated this guy? Unbelievable.
He wasn't that bad a few months ago. He's really, this vaccine, he said he changed his mind over the last week when he made that announcement. So it's these are kind of recent things. By the way, tell Linda Haven to, she needs to change her spelling of her last name.
Yeah, so you guys can be accused of being related. Yeah, that is interesting. Yeah,
I love her stuff, by the way. I watch it all the time.
Yeah, she is. In fact, speaking of good old Lisa Haven, she's coming on next week, so she'll
very
be here.
Good.
But yeah, I just, you know, Gary Johnson's a nutcase, and you know, when he was the governor of New Mexico, I actually thought he was okay. I thought, I listened to him talk, I thought this guy kind of has it together, but he's lost it. You know what I attribute stuff like this to? Someone showed up a la Ross Perot to your family and changed your mind. That's what happened to Ross Perot, and I would suspect that's what happened to Gary Johnson, and I suspect that's what happened to Glenn Beck. Did you see I wrote Glenn Beck an open letter?
No, but I have been paying attention to Glenn. And
yeah, I did it on YouTube. I did it on a YouTube video, and it was an open letter to Glenn. He had the best TV show in the history of America that first year and a half, and he's calling out Obama and the Weatherman Underground for supporting him, and Bill Ayers and Cloward and Piven, and man, every night was an adventure. I used to record them when I couldn't be home, and I'd watch them. It was the only show I'd watch.
Yeah.
Hey, game's on. I don't care. I want to watch Glenn Beck. And it was incredible. And here was the turning point, Gary. This is what I remember so clearly, and I said this in my broadcast about him recently. I said, you know, he was the best. He actually had this deal, Gary. No kidding. He had this deal where he showed Rockefeller Square. This is on TV. I can't even tell the story without laughing. On one corner, when the camera zoomed in, they showed a hammer. And then they panned across this door at Rockefeller Center, and they showed a sickle. And then they went to commercial. And I would say, oh, my gosh, he just called Rockefeller a communist on national TV. You don't get away with that. You go 6 feet under for that. And then here was the turning point. And this is the final example with him. And this is someone got to him. I'm going to talk about FEMA camps tomorrow. The evidence seems to be pretty strong. We're going to talk about it, explore it, blah, blah, blah. Tomorrow came, nothing. The next day, nothing. And then pretty soon he comes out, well, FEMA camps are a figment of people's imagination. That was the day that Glenn Beck got turned.
Yeah. You know, I agree with all of this. It was a fascinating set of circumstances. I never missed a show, and then suddenly it was like he was in outer space or something. I mean, he's so irrelevant now that and of course I think his income is reflecting it. They're just tuning out, and his fascination with Ted Cruz. You know, I remember I outed Ted Cruz pretty hard. Over a million people watched the YouTube presentation I did on the Jim Baker show, and it was the day before the Indiana primary. And a lot of Christians were angry at me because he had convinced them that he was one of us. And of course, we now know that he had loans from Goldman Sachs and Citibank that he didn't report. They were supporting him, of course, and his wife was a Goldman Sachs VP. When he released his tax returns, he hadn't given any money to a church in 10 years. And of course, he supported the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is, and by the way, the TPP is a litmus test for traitors. And the Republicans, the establishment Republicans, were the ones that tried to push that through. And of course, your audience is pretty familiar with the Trans-Pacific Partnership. There's a tribunal that can rule if a company's been damaged by some kind of legislation, and the tribunal has no way to appeal it. They simply fine the state or the nation who's passed a law that that harmed an international corporation. Anyway, it's a end run around the Constitution or sovereignty of a country. So any Republican that has supported that is a traitor to this country. And Cruz, of course, was a member of that group. But I tell you, talk about becoming completely irrelevant today. It's fascinating the turnaround that he made from being phenomenal to awful.
Yeah, his radio show has died a natural death. I don't even know where to find his radio show anymore. It's like shriveled up and died. And when he went off Fox, I actually subscribed to his TV show online for a while, but it didn't get any better.
Yeah.
So I just said I can't waste my time with him anymore. Someone got to him.
Yeah, I did too, and it very quickly I just stopped watching. So let me tell you something interesting else that turned up. I know someone who I had a private meeting with a few weeks ago. He was a federal agent, and I'll tell you how it came up. He was guarding some people, prominent elected people, who were talking about Armageddon, and they didn't think anything of him because he's a Fed that just guards people, and so they spoke freely about it, and they were concerned that the movie Armageddon was going to contribute to a civil war in this country. And he reached out to me to let me know that it's being discussed at some pretty high places right now, and maybe take some more precautions than I already do.
So they had the tail wagging the dog, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. He said something, though, that was really interesting. It'll be interesting to you as well. When they come after us, they're going to come after us on the charge of sedition. And the definition of sedition is speaking or acting in opposition to your elected government. And I'm afraid you're really guilty of that.
No. Can I take it all back now? I really didn't mean it. Can I take it back?
Well, that's their plan. That's what they're talking about, and that's what they're preparing for. They're going, when those FEMA camps are open, people like you and me are going to be charged with sedition, and that's the avenue that they're going to go after us. And of course, anybody that's a Ron Paul supporter or Christian or pro-life, in fact, I check off every box except not being a veteran. Or an NRA member. So we're all committing sedition against our government, and they're going to come after us and arrest us on those charges. And I doubt seriously there'll ever be a trial. Have you ever heard that?
Yes. Yeah, and they're going to do it under the auspices of the continuity of government, not martial law.
Yeah. Yep.
That's what I've been told.
Too. I've heard that.
And you're right. There will be no there will be a trial. You'll walk before someone. It'll be the old Soviet gulag style of justice, guilty, and they'll shoot you right on the spot. That's what the plans are. In fact, you know, I'll get really bizarre here. If you don't want to walk into this with me, I understand. But I'm convinced from evidence I've seen, documents I've seen, legislation I've seen, and the fact that FM 39.4 calls for the training of foreign soldiers to run the FEMA camps, and it's there, folks, look it up. I think we're going to see beheadings as a form of execution. And I think it has a lot to do with the organ business, organ transplant business. They can make money off of our demise. But I think that they just want it to be as fearful as possible. And I think that they just want to shock us into just acquiescing like a bunch of sheep, deer in the headlight. Do you know anything about the guillotine strategies?
I agree with you, by the way, on everything you just said. There's a biblical reference to it as well, of course, you know, that we would, you know, those that were beheaded for their faith in Revelations. So, it's a form of terrorism and not just execution. And when you realize that our government created ISIS, and that is coming out so openly now. You know, if you look what happened over the last week, which is incredible. And by the way, the bombing when I'm talking about Manhattan?
You're supposed to say that.
Which is another story, but the bombing in the mall in was it Wisconsin? Or Minneapolis, I believe it was.
Yes.
These were events that very coincidentally distracted the American people from what was going on in Syria last week. And just a quick note or two about that. Kerry had brokered a peace with Russia and Assad, or a truce rather, and within a few days of the truce, the Air Force attacked Assad's troops and killed 62 of them and said it was an accident. And of course, the rest of the story is they attacked the Assad's troops for 2 hours. And within 9 minutes of the attack, ISIS moved into that territory, so they were prepared and ready. So all it was air cover for ISIS. And of course, we know that the CIA supports al-Nusra and the so-called Free Syrian Army, which is a crazy, stupid name that they use to try to deceive us. And ISIS is part of that group. So the CIA supports them, and the State Department supports the Kurds, and the Kurds are fighting the Free Syrian Army. So we're supporting and arming both sides of this. And of course, all it is a proxy war against Russia and against Assad. And of course, they want to take Syria like they've taken Iraq and Libya. So the moneyed interest want a central bank there. The oil and gas pipelines through there. The military-industrial complex wants the Russian naval base on the Mediterranean removed. And the mainstream media tells us almost nothing other than lies about what's going on over there. And they're sending our kids and our treasure into the sinkhole for the neocons and the moneyed interests. We don't have a government anymore. You know, we are victims of the deep state and their goals, their objectives. And they're poking a nuclear Russian bear with a stick right now and putting us in tremendous risk. And the mainstream media, if they say anything, it's a lie. And it's the biggest story of our time right now.
Well, we are committing national suicide. I mean, it even starts in Alaska, and I've covered this before on the show. In 2010, Obama gave away 7 islands to them, or strategic militarily to Alaska. They're all filled with oil. He shut down the F-22 overflights, used oxygen uptake as an excuse, but he didn't replace them with anything. He's cut down on the submarine patrols along the coast, and he's closing military bases so fast with the BRAC Commission that the state of Alaska has formed a commission to try to convince the federal government to stop closing bases because it affects their economy. I mean, that's just one example, Gary. This man is a one-man wrecking crew to national defense, and he's doing it on purpose. He was put in place to do this.
Yes, you know, and again, what people need to understand is that they have a strategy where they acquire power by creating chaos, you know, the old Hegelian dialectic. And so whenever you see these things that don't make sense, like an open border or unvetted Syrian refugees or bankrupting the country or diminishing the armed forces to pre-World War II levels or spreading our military out over 90 countries or sending our military into these cesspools like Syria, when these things don't make sense, you've got to step back and realize that by creating chaos, by diminishing the U.S., by creating a boogeyman with these ISIS now in our country, they acquire power because they have to protect us from the very boogeymans they created. And when you think about it that way, things begin to make a lot more sense. You know, Dave, we need to teach people, if they think about things, politics, this election, immigration, like a game of checkers, they're not going to understand anything. So we've got to raise it up and begin to play chess, and then they can figure out a little bit more. But it's not just chess, it's 3D chess. And it's really tough to think on this 3D chess level because there's so many moving parts to it. But when you realize that you know there is a deep state, and they do have a plan. And by the way, the deep state is infiltrated by the Illuminati and the demonic, because this is a spiritual war that's going on. They're so evil that normal people, we Christians, can't conceive of the evil. You know, would they really kill 7 billion people on this planet, as Bob mentioned in your previous interview? And the answer is yes. And you look at the things that are being done with vaccinations, for example, in India or Africa, by the elite in this country, Bill Gates, for example. You know, Bill Gates has been caught funding vaccines in Africa that contain an aborticide, and this vaccine is being given to young women in African countries and in India, and he's actually been charged with a crime for that. So, yeah, I mean, even people like Bill Gates, Warren Buffett said something recently. He was talking about the technological society that we're moving into, in that the job skills required to be competitive in the cycle. And he made the comment. He said that there's some people are not going to have the skill sets to compete in a technological society. And he said, we will send them to Afghanistan and we won't pay them very much. Is that just the most evil thing that you've heard?
Well, it's pretty bad. I'll tell you, I heard something worse, or I've read it. Executive Order 13603. And you don't even have to have an emergency, it's just declared by the president, where he can conscript people through a civilian draft and call them consultants, in which this is his words, not mine, they're not paid. Go to whitehouse.gov, look it up, or go to commonsenseshow.com and look it up, people, because, Gary, slave labor's coming. In fact, I want to get your reaction to this. They instituted slave labor in Venezuela 3 weeks ago, and when they crossed that threshold, along with everything else they're doing with food, and they're keeping people in the country, I said, they're beta testing 13603 to see what the people's reaction will be, because they're going to bring it here.
Yeah, you're right. You know, in my movie, Armageddon, we were committed to making it fact-based. And And one of the things that we detected was Executive Order 13603 that you're talking about. And Obama has the right. And keep in mind that a Republican Congress did nothing to stop him from allowing this order to become de facto law. And of course, it not only allows him to draft us and not pay us. Imagine a black president is the one who reenacts slavery, which is what we're talking about here. But it gives the government the right to take virtually everything, all energy, all food, tractors to produce food, food you have in storage, all resources, for any reason, and without congressional approval. And that stands today and is available to the chief executive at his whim. And that's the world we live in right now. And I've been talking a lot about that executive order and making sure as many people learn about it as they possibly can. By the way, I'm friends with Rand Paul, and I talked with him this past week for about half an hour. And when this executive order was written, Obama said that he didn't want to sign it, that it was draconian, and the Congress feebly attempted to. In fact, Rand Paul tried to pass legislation stopping this, and Obama said, "Well, I'll never use it." And he said, "Well, you know, we want to stop this anyway," and it was actually going to be included on a spending bill, and the Republican Congress dropped it and let Executive Order 13603 stand. So, you know, the Congress is complicit in this. And I always say, you know, we know the Democrats are communists and they're bought and paid for by the elites, but the Republicans. The establishment Republicans are the real enemy in our camp, and you know, they're a greater threat to us because they pretend to be our friend. They pretend to stand for the Constitution, and so they fool us. And that's why, you know, when we send them to Washington and they did nothing to repeal Obamacare, you know, they don't have any interest in the constituents. They're bought and paid for by the moneyed interest. And some of them are part of the elite that pursue war government. And so we Americans, you know, Trump seems to be the exception. And you know, we're all praying that it'll kill him. And even if they, you know, they're going to crash the economy, they're going to create some kind of disaster. They may bring a World War III or an EMP. They're going to do something to diminish any effectiveness he has if he ever gets sworn in.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, it's like, well, this is what I asked one of my sources, my best source. And I asked him, I said, which of these menu availabilities are they going to bring our way? What's number one, number two? And he said, Dave, I think that they might bring all of them. And I said, that means EMP attack, that means war, that means food shortages because they're going to withhold food. When you take down the grid, you can't pump water into the L.A. basin and you're going to have tens of millions of people there dying of thirst and fighting for what's left over. I mean, Gary, I could go on and on. These are all things that we've talked about. And he said to me, he said, they're going to do what they need to do. And let me just share with this other thing to you because this is how dire they feel. Well, they feel like they're in dire straits. I had a friend who was in FEMA, and we go way back into the 90s to being friends. I mean, we were really good friends. He came to my basketball office, and he said, he and his wife, and said, we're bugging out. And he said, we're leaving. We'll be gone in 2 months. You can't tell anyone until after we're gone. And please don't tell anyone where we've gone. I have an idea where he's gone generally. But I asked him, I said, why? He said, because it's going to get so bad, and because I was in counter-bioterrorism, I know where all the bodies are buried, so to speak. He said, they'll kill me. They'll kill everyone like me, and like-minded people went with him from the same agencies, from FEMA and DHS. and they're in a subterranean house, portable air, blah, blah, blah. This is not uncommon. By the way, this is going on all over the country, as I found out. He's not alone. And I said, well, what's their end game? And he said, well, they're going to do all the things that you've written about, all the things we talk about, on the all the things you hear on the talk shows. But he said the end game is bioterror attacks with agents that nobody in the world but us knows that we have. And I said, what do you mean? He goes, this stuff's secret, Dave. And he goes, I'm telling you, the Mossad doesn't know we have this stuff. And he said, if they can't get this country the way they want it, they're going to unleash this on all of us, and they don't care how many they kill. In fact, he likened it to a neutron bomb, where your radiation kills the people, but the buildings stay intact. They prefer this to nuclear war, he said.
And they all have the antidote.
Yeah. Or they'll be safely tucked away in the Toyota Proving Grounds 8 miles west of me, where they're digging like crazy. The militaries go in there all the time. So, you know, Gary, it's like, you know, throw something up in the air. Who knows where it's going to land? They're going to hit us with multiple things, I believe.
You know, I hope we didn't nag everybody out. Here's a positive thing. I had a 10-minute meeting with the governor of Texas about a week ago, and I've been friends with him for years now, and you know, I've been very carefully peeling the onion back for him. And as Attorney General, he was the longest serving Attorney General in Texas history. He sued the federal government 32 times. In fact, he won the only Ten Commandment display case that's gone before the Supreme Court. And a brilliant man, and a fighter, and you know, Christian. And so I got a chance to see him again last week and talk. And he's the governor who ordered the Texas National Guard to observe Jade Helm.
Yes,
and I think
that.
He did that partly as a result of a conversation I had with him. I tell you what, I was so excited to talk with him again. It's been a while. He is so awake and fearless, and he will be willing to do anything to protect Texans from the totalitarian federal government, and he's demonstrated it by filing so many lawsuits against the government all these years. This may be a sanctuary. Texas could be a place that I don't know if secede is going to be the word, and I didn't talk with him about that. But for all practical purposes, I think that's what may happen, because he's not going to let the federal government take away our Bill of Rights, our constitutional rights. He just won't allow it. He's just going to say no. He'll follow a lawsuit, but in the meantime, he won't enforce any federal overreach into our state. So very likely could be a safe place, a haven, if you will, where people can come to and be protected from these globalists that are trying to diminish the U.S., trying to take away our Constitution and give our rights over to a global institution. So that may be a hopeful thing. And you know, the Bible, I think, talks about that, a place for the woman in the wilderness. And it would be like God to do this. You know, I went to the inauguration, and there was only 75 people up on the stage when they inaugurated the governor, lieutenant governor. And I watched him give a speech. And he said, I will sign no laws that are not consistent with the Judeo-Christian faith. And that's an astounding thing to say in this day and age. So Texas is a really good place right now to be, and it may be the safest place to be if the deep state begins to create these disasters designed to diminish our country and to further their goals, depopulation, taking away our rights, and everything the Executive Order 13603 says, which is just extraordinary. You know, your audience, I'm sure most of them are familiar with it. Google Executive Order 13603 and look at the highlights of it. They'll have a post on there with, you know, the 5 or 10 things that it allows the president to do. And it's gonna, if you're not awake, it's gonna be a pretty good shot of coffee.
So, I'm awake. My fear is I can only be as awake as the person next to me because I can't fight this battle alone. I tell people about this, people from all walks of life who have nothing to do with the Common Sense Show, and they look at me like I'm a three-headed monster. And I tell them, guys, just go look it up. It's whitehouse.gov. Stay away from my website. Just go to whitehouse.gov and look it up. It's there for you to read. And, of course, the biggest enemy we have right now, which is cognitive dissonance, kicks in, Gary, and everyone's afraid to know the truth.
Yeah. You know, like you have a counseling degree, and we have to understand how the human mind works. Normalcy bias, where when you're faced with evidence that is threatening, your mind is a survival mechanism, is able to deny the very evidence. And the more threatening it is, the more creative your mind gets in denying it. It's so much in our face right now. You know, the globalism versus nationalism, for example. And even Trump, you know, he's given us permission to talk about politically incorrect things. And we need to take advantage of this window of opportunity. You know, they've kicked you off of Facebook, and Obama's going to be turning control of the Internet over to the UN. This window of opportunity we have is, I think, is very limited. What do you think about that?
Well, I wrote about this yesterday. YouTube has something called the Hero Program coming out, and this is scary, Gary, and we got to be really quick here because we're coming up on the end of the hour, but they're going to hire kids as young as 13 years old to troll the Internet. And if they don't like three of your videos, your channel is canceled. Yeah. And then, of course, Facebook's pulling their crap on me, and I talked about that in the first hour. And then ICANN now has control of the Internet as of October 1st, and I'm being told that they're going to start moving on our freedoms on the Internet as early as February of next year. So, we got a problem. Gary, let's real quickly, I want to tell people they can go to my website to order the DVR, thecommonsenseshow.com, and you'll see the icon there. Any parting comments about, we got about 10 seconds?
Yeah, Marigold, the movie, it's a way to share the truth with your friends in kind of a non-threatening environment. They'll get to see and enjoy a movie that helps them understand what's really going on. Marigold, the movie, Common Sense Show website, support the project. It's a way for us to get truth to people, and you'll be doing us some good and you some good.
Well, thanks for a terrific hour, Gary. We look forward to having you back, and best of luck with the DVD sales. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for all you do, Dave. God bless.
Thanks. Hour number 3, Dr. Ted Brewer. Well, it's going to get exciting. Not a dull moment here with these great guests. See you in hour number 3.